Good morning. It's Richard Lannan, and you're listening to The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Today, we're going to continue our discussion on the importance of being set for success in your business from the perspective of the future of succession in Canada and the challenges of the family enterprise. We're going to do so with Bob Sprigg, CEO of Victor Construction, and the incoming president of CAFE. Now, if you don't know what CAFE is, it's the Canadian Association of Family Enterprises. But first, a little information. The changing tide of time. Over the next 10 years, 200,000 small business owners in Canada alone will turn 65 and want to retire. Now, this number does not include their employees, mid to large businesses, corporations, the public sector and organizations. When you add all those together, there's clearly a critical issue that's going to impact business and our country and our economy. As the workforce changes and becomes more diverse, the general thinking that on people, business, and your talent is changing as well. With your senior employees and the managers that are involved in your business, it is essential that an organization for success have a widespread plan, and that we recognize that we need to improve our businesses through either acquisition, the development, the engagement, and the deployment of new talent, new people, and new ways of doing things. Our organizations need to adapt to the changing tides of time. They need to have a strategic plan, a succession plan. We need to consider exactly what's going on in our business environment, especially with an aging workforce and a young workforce coming in. How about with retirement needs or the changing in competitiveness? And of course, workforce diversity. I guess any savvy organization will have a plan, a succession plan, and a strategic plan. It's becoming really critical for their survival. Now, today, as I mentioned, our guest is Bob Spriggs, and Bob is the CEO of Victor Construction. He is also the incoming president of CAFE, the Canadian Association of Family Enterprises. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Really looking forward to being here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're actually here. You know, I've had some fun times chatting with you on the telephone and also via email. You're quite the interesting guy. But to start things off a little bit, just for our listeners, tell us a bit about your life and who you are and your family and where you come from.
As you've mentioned, CEO of Victor Construction, I've been with the family business. Came in about 15 years ago. Prior to then, I had my own career in commercial banking. I have a wonderful family. My wife of 25 years, have three children, 21 and 17 and 14, that keep me very, very busy. So
and keep you young.
It keep me very young or add gray hair. Which always is very interesting because being part of the CAFE and family enterprise, it also, as much as a business can really take up a lot of time, there is that balance that is so important between family and business.
Yeah. What are some of the things I know that we mentioned? We have some things in common. I know I have a boy that's 14, and you have, is it the boy or the daughter's 14?
Daughter that's 14.
So we were talking a little bit about teenagers and having a child. I have a son who's 26. So
yes.
I understand the life.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
What are some of the things that you guys enjoy doing together? And let's keep it to the family side of it, because I do want to tie in the family enterprise and the business side, but let's go to sort of the family side first. What are some of the kinds of things you guys enjoy doing?
Oh, as a family, we enjoy doing a lot of things together. I really appreciate that about our family is we do try and get away a lot on whether it's camping or holidays together as a family unit. And then as well, personally, myself, I enjoy doing things individually with each of my children in whatever activities that we both like to do. Gives me the connection time, which I think is really, really important.
Yeah, especially with such a an age range between your kids and everything, is an important connection.
Absolutely, absolutely.
As a fellow entrepreneur and business person, I totally understand that. Now, you've been with Victor Construction for a while.
Yes.
Tell us about that organization and what it does and what you guys are involved in today and sort of how you got involved in that.
Well, getting involved was an interesting piece, and I'll start there in that, again, I go back and I had a career going, and the founder at that time, who happens to be my father-in-law, was starting his succession plan. Okay. And again, it took a long time to, it's a process.
Yeah, it is a
process. It took a long time, and he and I had talked for quite a while whether I was going to be coming into the family business or
not. Now, before we start talking about succession planning, tell us what your company does.
Okay. The Vector Construction, we provide concrete restoration services for the heavy industrial, commercial, and public infrastructure, such as bridges, dams, water treatment facilities. So it's all about the focus of repair, restoration, protect existing infrastructure.
Okay. Okay. And that actually sounds like it might be a growing industry, but it sounds, if I think in terms of Canadian infrastructure overall.
It's when you look at the age of our infrastructure, it's all at that point where it needs fixing, needs repair.
And you're not talking just about Winnipeg or Manitoba. You're not talking right across the whole country. Like your company is national, is it not?
We have offices throughout North America.
Through North America, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
So what are some of the locations where you guys are located, just to give us some triangulation?
Sure. In Canada, we're in Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Thunder Bay.
Okay.
We're also heavily in the Midwest U.S., North Dakota, okay. Iowa, Illinois.
Okay.
And so we're really spread, and we do projects, though, outside of those areas as well. We'll mobilize people to specific locations.
Okay. So you know what we're going to do, Bob? We're going to just take a little short break. You're listening to Richard Land for The Spar. Now, when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Bob Spriggs, and we're going to talk a bit about the Canadian Association of Family Enterprises and Succession, and we're going to tie that back into Vector Construction. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan for The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And our guest today is Bob Spriggs. And just before the break, we were talking a little bit about succession. And we also talked a little bit about CAFE. Now, the CAFE is the Canadian Association of Family Enterprises. And Bob is the incoming president of that for this year. So, Bob, I want to talk to you a bit about that. Well, first thing first is what is CAFE? Other than something, you buy and drink, which everybody makes that joke. But what is CAFE?
CAFE is an organization that's really about bringing together people from family-run businesses, advisors to those family-run businesses, to create a network that is about sharing ideas, best practices, philosophies on how to ensure continuation of those family businesses.
Of those family enterprises.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
And I know in our first segment, we were talking a little bit about just some of the stats. I mean, the stats are absolutely crazy. I mean, 10 years, 200,000 small businesses, people turning 65 and retiring. So the whole idea of that change and everything must be a challenge for the family enterprise in our future.
It really is, because there is so much to do in when those businesses are being transitioned, and those that are of age are deciding to pursue other interests in retirement or whatever they choose to do, that whole transition is such a difficult and complex process.
Okay.
That there's a lot of work to do there.
Now what we're talking about is a succession plan. I mean, that's it. Is CAFE involved in a lot of the programming around that at this point in time? I mean, I'm sure it's involved in a lot of different type of programming for its members, but is that like a big checkmark on the list of interest?
It is. For our membership, that's a big part of the benefits of CAFE in terms of the networking and of both family businesses and advisors to help with that process.
Mm. What in terms of the overall, say, challenges, when we're looking at, common problems and opportunities with businesses, what are some of the things that we might want to look at in terms of from a CAFE perspective?
I think there's, succession is one of them, but I think one of the it all revolves around communication.
Okay.
is a big part of it. And as part of succession, but also as operating the business, there needs to be a lot of open communication. And that happens at varying degrees in all businesses.
Sure, it does.
But I think that the higher that level of communication, the better that those businesses will have a chance at either a successful succession plan.
Transition.
And a successful process through that succession.
I remember I was reading something about succession, and it was saying something like the effect that, you know, there's all sorts of choices, but there's really about four choices. And one is, you know, you keep the business in the family.
Mm-hmm.
You give it to your kids, right? You sell it to the employees. You sell it to somebody else. Maybe I got five.
Yeah.
Or you close it. Right.
Sure.
Does that sound about right?
Is that
really what the options are?
It does. It does. And some of those options are for a family-run businesses. You know, my situation, I'd love to look at a family succession.
Yeah.
But you just never know if your kids have that desire. And that's part of the open discussion.
And that's part of the open discussion, yeah. So it's not just a business discussion. It's a family discussion regarding that. So it sounds to me like succession is a process that you need to take into consideration.
You do. It's a process, and it's a long and complex one that really needs open communication. Sometimes to facilitate those discussions, because they can get involved with so many complex issues.
Sure.
Sometimes you need to bring in an advisor to help that out.
Yeah, I come from an entrepreneurial family, and no doubt there was some changes and challenges along the way. And obviously, I don't want to tell everybody on the air what they are, but definitely, if you have a family enterprise, there's always some interesting characters and personalities involved,
and
beliefs and attitudes, and all sorts of wonderful things. Now, I know that earlier on, I mean, you came from the banking industry. If I remember, correct me, loan officer.
Yeah, commercial
side of the equation. Your education is in...
I have MBA in business.
And you have an MBA in business,
yes.
University of...
Manitoba.
Of Manitoba. Did you get your BA there too, or what did you do? Okay.
Yes.
What's your BA in out of
curiosity? I did my business degree.
Okay, commerce.
And then went on to do my master's as well.
As your master's as well. Fantastic.
Yes.
Now you went through, or in the business earlier on, you took over in terms of a family enterprise, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was that transition like?
How long
ago first, and then what was that transition like?
Well, that transition was about 15 years ago, but the process started, you know, close to 20.
20 years. Okay,
when we started talking about it.
Okay, so 5 years actually before the ink was put on paper and dried.
Correct.
Okay.
And really, that you know, as much as it's a succession discussion, it was a family discussion between my wife and myself as to, you know, is this something that we want to do? Because when you come into a family business, you know, if things work out, great. But if they don't work out, could make dinner on Sunday a whole new ball game.
Yeah, real challenge. I understand that. I mean, my wife and I have worked in business together too, and we learned a very valuable lesson. Let's not work in business together. And you know what? That was okay, because then you just create an exit strategy. But we're like yourselves. We've been married forever, and we're happily married and everything, but the decisions had to be made, and it was about our personal lives or our business lives, and we chose our personal lives.
Those
are things that you need to consider. You're listening to Richard Lannan for the SPAR, and our guest today is Bob Spriggs, and we're talking a little bit about CAFE and the Canadian Association of Family Enterprises, and a little bit about their organization, Vector Construction, and really the challenges with succession and family enterprise, and the challenge in business overall. We're going to take a short break, listen to the 680 CJOB update. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan, and you're listening to The SPAR. You know, The SPAR is really about strategic plan to actual roadmap. An actual roadmap is really truly about execution. Often we put things on paper, but we actually need to make sure that we can make them happen. I guess The SPAR is all about finding a winning approach or a combination that helps you become set for success and achieve your business goals. But often in business, there are key things that we're challenged with, and people need to work together, unravel complex issues, make better business decisions, and establish a common direction. And today, with our topic on succession and the family enterprise, this is probably really important. We're speaking today to Bob Spriggs, and the incoming president of CAFE, the Canadian Association of Family Enterprises, and the CEO of Vector Construction, about the importance of succession and the family enterprise. We will also do the SPAR 1-2-3 knockout tips, the things you must do in your business to be a success. This is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Lannan for the SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. Today, we're talking about succession and the family enterprise with our guest, Bob Spriggs, for the incoming president of CAFE and the CEO of Vector Construction. Now, Bob, just before we went on break, we were talking a little bit about some of the common challenges and some of the common business successes and challenges in industry or the economy. And I know we're relating it to both, sort of two organizations today, but I think most of our listeners can really start to relate it to their own organizations. We were sort of talking about some of the things to take into consider for common challenges. What would those things be?
You know, internally, above and beyond succession, there's the whole area of agreements.
Okay.
Agreements is an important one, especially in family enterprises like Vector. Mm-hmm. It's something we've spent a lot of time on. And it is a challenge.
Now, what do you mean by agreements? Because I could just sort of shake your hand and I could say, oh, we agree. Or do you mean something more formal?
I'm definitely meaning something written, formal, and it creates that understanding between all those that are involved in the family business.
Okay.
On, as I say, sort of the rules to the game.
Yes.
And as well, both entrance and exit out.
Okay, so
which
I'm
is
coming,
part of succession as
sure,
well.
Sure.
It's and I think it's one of those areas where it needs more and more attention because we all get, and myself included, you get tied up in the running of the business day to day.
Sure.
And the sales and the operations and
the market
human
sales
resources.
And process productivity improvements and all the fun stuff, right? People and our culture and everything we need to do.
Absolutely. Yet this whole agreement area needs to put in place because without it, if something should happen, it could be the death of a family member, you know, which you would. You know,
Nobody
wishes on anyone, but it could happen.
Sure.
These agreements spell out what's going to happen, and yeah. It's important. And I know when I came in, and even to this day, we are still talking about them. The agreements are in place, but we needed to talk about the hard stuff. What happens if it doesn't work out? Mm. What happens if my wife and I, the marriage doesn't last?
Yes.
What happens if there's disagreements amongst myself and my father-in-law? Those need to be talked about, and how are we going to resolve them?
Sure.
While things are good.
While things are good. That's really important.
Not when we're under the gun
yeah.
due to a situation or some unfortunate circumstances, whatever. Yeah. Do it when it's all running well.
Yeah, I know that there's a couple of rules in business, and you know, like for example, when it comes to finance, if you need to borrow money, you know, you ask for money when things are good, not when things are bad, right? That's one of the strategies, right? And if I relate the same idea thinking, it's when the relationships are good and everything is, maybe we want to use the word emotionally stable.
Correct.
Is that a good word to use?
Yes.
And that's the time to sort of talk through these things in a pragmatic or, sorry, a rational sort of
rational
logical way, right?
Emotions are out of the picture at that point.
Yeah, yeah. And those are the big challenges. Now that's one. So agreements formalized. How about another one? What might be another one that you sort of think that's a real challenge there?
I think in terms of running the business, I think, you know, succession plans are also part of a communication strategy with the employees.
With the employees,
yes.
Okay.
I think communicating to our team members is important, both from an operational but also from a succession point of view. In a family-run business, I believe, in my experience, is the employees are watching. They may
sure.
not ask a lot of questions, but they want to know what's going on. Where's the company going and who's taking them there?
Yeah.
And if there's going to be a change at the helm, they're going to want to know more about that and who it is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
are the values and the culture going to change? So it's a communication strategy that I think is another key aspect, both, again, operationally, but also succession-wise.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes when I'm working with my clients, I have to remind them that with the lack of information and communication, people will fill in the gaps with their own information.
Absolutely.
Whether it's true or not, it's like, you know, you didn't quite, and I know there's this whole thing that sometimes when you communicate it, it sort of gets a life of its own, too.
Yes.
You know, that's the other challenge you always have. So it's that consistent communication and everything that's part of that.
Consistent and frequent.
And consistent and frequent, yes. And what that looks like.
Yes.
You know, I think also it sounds to me like having the difficult conversation is sort of part of it, you know, you know, the sort of side of things. Now, I know that you took over Victor Construction from Don. What's Don's
Don
last
Whitmore.
Name? Don,
yeah.
Whitmore. And that was, what, 15 years ago?
Yes.
Now, you look like a guy that's, you know, you've been doing well in your career and your work as the CEO and everything along those lines. But what does the future hold for you?
That's a great question, and it's one that I'm working on.
You're working on it, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
As much as we've just come through a succession plan, and in my mind it was a very successful one, I've got work to do.
Yes.
And I'm nowhere near retiring, but I've got to start working at it because you never know what option is going to work out in the end.
Sure.
Is it family?
Yeah.
Is what is it that's going to
be the
in
next,
play
be next
for
generation
the next generation.
The next generation. Yeah. So when you say be it family, I mean, I sort of mentioned you could also sell or could go to employees or you know, there's all sorts of options that come into play.
I think
you took the company over 15 years ago, but how long before you took the company over did this planning process start?
Oh, for myself and Don, was 5 years
before
then.
Right, yeah.
And for him, it started even before then.
Sure, I started thinking about it. I think sometimes you can think about it in terms of your own future retirement plan. Now, I'm talking individually here. You know, that whole, I don't believe this exists today, but Freedom 55 type concept. Well, you don't start doing that, you know, the day before. You start doing that 5, 10, 15, 20, you know, years earlier on. So succession is really about future think.
It is, and for me, Freedom 55 isn't there, but I need to prepare myself and the business for moving forward.
This is Richard Land for the SPAR, and we're here today with Bob Victor, and we're talking about succession in the family enterprise. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Landon for the SPAR, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. And it's now time for the 1, 2, 3 business champion tips and tricks, the things you must do in your business to be a success. Today, we're talking about succession and the family enterprise. When I started off the show, I talked a little bit about over the next 10 years, over 200,000 small business owners will turn 65 and seek to retire. The question always becomes, you know, how do you approach that? And what is the whole key on that? So think about these three things that you need to do. First of all, preparation is the key to your success. You know, you need to start knowing the facts. Ensure that you have the right resources, materials, contacts, the tools in place to assess your situation. And so assessing becomes an important piece. In the first stage of planning or preparation of any business is to identify your priorities and start establishing direction and reviewing resources and communication and the engagement of your people. So consider those kind of things. I guess what I'm saying is you got to benchmark, right? You got to assess, future think, and establish a focus on implementation. The next thing you want to do is consider basically identify the essentials and communicate your plan. What are the essentials that you need to be involved in terms of succession or your family enterprise? Well, the key here is to use research and to make informed decisions. And there's lots of organizations like CAFE and other ones out there that actually provide the opportunity for that. You know, just regarding succession at all level, maybe start identifying key positions that need to be filled, you know, over the next few years. Maybe you're running your business and you're doing a number of jobs. You're wearing many hats, but in the future, your business could look a little different. Maybe have 2 or 3 people do the work that you do. It's quite possible. Family enterprises or small enterprises are known for having somebody taking the reins and making things happen, but sometimes the future has to look a little bit different. So conduct additional people assessments and determine potential staffing issues or any kind of training that you need. You know, maybe you've identified a few people that you have to coach. Remember, while you're doing this for your organization, your savvy competitors are doing the same thing. Okay. And third, drive change and continuously review. business is about change. We've all heard the statement, you know, business life is changing all the time. Yes, it is. And in many respects, it's now accelerated. I mean, think about technology and the internet and what's that done for a business. You know, what you believe today is changed tomorrow and to a certain degree. New information comes rapidly. And so we need to make sure that we drive change and continuously review. If you are responsible, accountable for your people, and most business owners are entrepreneurs, you run the ship, you're responsible for your people, make sure you're making decisions and leading the charge. People look for that. You know, with the lack of somebody in charge, people will fill in the gaps with what they think is going on. So you need to identify any gaps and problems as they arise or before they arise, and do you to the best of your ability to provide solutions. Just think about that. Ensure your present managements have the skills to help assess what is going on and providing you great feedback in order to move forward. You know, the business world is changing. There's a changing tide of time, and that is nothing new. There's an age wave that is rushing through the Canada economy that is creating a falling tide that will impact business and create ripples throughout the community, our economic community. It is best to be prepared now for that changing tide of time and ensure that the talent management, the people you work with, whether it's in your family or with your employees, are part of your business strategy, are part of the focus moving forward. Bob, I want to thank you for listening to some of my words there, actually. We've been talking a bit about, succession, the family enterprise, and some of the key things that you've been involved in. Mm-hmm. And I want to sort of continue on that. I noticed that you wrote me a comment at one point in time, this whole thing about family council. And I'm wondering if you could expand upon what you meant by having a family council. What is that?
Yeah. You know, in the chaos of family business, the business itself can monopolize the time.
Sure.
And you really need to take time as a broad family to discuss things that are important to the family. Certainly the business is important to the family.
Yes.
But there are a lot of other things that are important to the family. And family councils is a way to bring family members all together to talk about things that are important for the family, and whether they're the business or outside of the business.
Now, I know there's something that's really close to your heart in terms, and because we were talking about it during the break, is that with CAFE and why you're involved in this organization is that they actually offer some kind of advisory or mentorship or maybe I'm using the wrong word, a safe place for family members to go and discuss their business with other people who have family businesses.
Correct. And, it's what CAFE calls as a PAG.
And that stands for?
Personal advisory group.
Okay.
And it's just a great way for members of a family business to get together to talk about issues, ideas. It's your own personal support group.
What is? You know, one of the things that I think a lot of people, if you don't run your own business or if you're not in a business leadership role, when they say it's lonely at the top, it really is. Like, there's so many things you can't discuss with other people.
Well, there is, and you need a forum, too, because there might be issues that you want to talk about outside of the family.
And
these groups are made up of people from different businesses,
yes,
leaders of those businesses, non-competing industries, and there are no other family members from your family in it. Nope. So it's quite a good group.
Okay. I have one final question for you. If you could leave one key message to our listeners, what would that be?
Really, my key message would be one that have a hard look at where you are with your succession plan and your agreements.
And your agreements.
And make sure you do whatever it takes to have a look at them and get those discussions going. It's important. The business and all the families associated with the business are depending on it.
Depending on it. That's great advice. You're listening to Richard Lannan for The Spar. And my guest today is Bob Spriggs of Victor Construction. That was an easy slip. Bob Spriggs of Victor Construction. You're okay. And this is CEO of Victor Construction. And he's also the incoming president for CAFE, the Canadian Association of Family Enterprises. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. It's Richard Lannan for The Spar, where we seek to accelerate the growth of business champions. There's always a changing tide of business. It's the nature of business. People come and go. As I turn 52, I want to thank you for listening to the show. I've enjoyed coming to you at 680 CJOB Radio this summer for the last 12 weeks in the 11 a.m. Sunday time slot. It has been a great experience and a great privilege. This time slot will return to your seasonal regular programming on 680 CJOB over the next coming weeks. If there's one key message I could leave with you, it'd be that you need to work together, unravel complex issues, make better business decisions, and establish a common direction. Really, it's about finding a winning combination for your business to be set for success and to achieve your business goals. Today, our guest has been Bob Spriggs, the CEO of Victor Construction and incoming president of CAFE, Canadian Association of Family Enterprises. I'm grateful, Bob, for you joining the show. This summer, as you tune in today and over the summer, I want to thank you